Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh! What? Shit! It's time for episode 685 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Oscar on your way to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
Wow, wearing the vintage jersey.
There you go, yeah, the old school unis. We come out with the old school theme song.
I love that. It's a good change of pace. I forgot how long the intro was.
Yeah, I was like, oh God, do I have enough words for this? But I did, so that's good. Hey, we got an exciting show today. I say let's get our guest right in here. Why delay? Here he comes now, gang. You remember him from episode 657 of Who Charted.
Oh!
Here he comes. It's Johnny Pemberton.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Star. What up? Suck it. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Sweet.
Do not adjust your sets.
Do not adjust them. You're coming in fine. You're getting sprayed down by the hose master.
It's like audio assortment today. The hose
audio
master.
Audio assortment. The hose master. Full blast. Recognize. Understand me. Big boy.
Booyah.
Booyah. Nice.
Big boy.
Welcome in, Johnny. Exciting stuff.
It's great to be back.
Great to have you. Anything to catch us up on?
Like what? Like,
New project or something?
I got projects. Yeah, you can see them. You know what? It's the kind of thing where if you don't know about it, then you probably aren't supposed to see it.
There you go. You ain't cool enough to know about it.
April 12th, Fallout on Amazon Prime. Watch it.
Oh, right on.
Yes.
Oh, we're very cool.
What's Fallout that about?
It's about...
Is that the video game?
It's the video game made into a TV show.
Oh, cool. What's your role in that?
You'll see.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I play a character.
Well, that's a Who Charted exclusive right here. Thank you so much.
I mean, it's out there. It's out
right
there.
Okay, I'll check it out. Hey, welcome on in. Why don't we speed on into our first music chart? First, I'll rap the history of recorded music.
Here we go.
Music. We used to play LPs, tracks, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? ChatGPT tunes.
Oh man, that's good. Classic DBS beat.
Hey, when you work on a like a video game adaptation, do they give you, are there perks, like video game related perks? Do they give you cheat codes?
I got after I asked for it, I was given access to all the Fallout games by the guy who runs Bethesda. Yeah. But that's about it. I feel like there's no perks anymore for anything. You know what I mean? It's like, right, we pay you and you use your money to get the things you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's nothing.
What about t-shirts and hoodies? Are they still doing that?
Oh yeah.
Stuff?
I got some t-shirts, but the thing is for a while I couldn't even wear it because it's like the most secretive thing I've ever worked on in my life. It's so secret.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
did
it's now
they call
it's
the
not.
Production something else?
Absolutely, like they did. Yeah, they did.
Do you know? Can you give away that secret title, or do they keep?
I don't think I should
it?
Actually. No, right. I probably could. It wouldn't matter. But
Schmall out.
Yeah, they definitely had to hide all the locations and stuff. And there's stuff that got posted that they had to have taken down. Like, you know, lawyers had to make people take stuff down.
Right.
Because it was very. People wanted to know. There's Fallout, because Fallout's weird. It's like one of those things where you tell some person, they're like, oh, that sounds fun. You tell someone else and they're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God. Can I touch you? Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, the video game adaptations used to feel like a kind of a joke, you know? But right now the video games have better stories than all the big budget shit. Like, I'm playing Horizon Forbidden West on PlayStation. And this is like
that.
This is like the best fucking sci-fi story I've heard in a long, long time. I'm just like,
it takes place in the future.
Soaking in. Yeah.
But that's not an adaptation from a video game, right? That's a
That is a video game, but they're going to make an adaptation of it.
Oh, I see.
But my point is they have better stories in there. Like they're pouring.
Well, comic books have been like that for years. I read a comic book that came out this month. Not this month, 20 years ago when I read it. And then you'd go, wow, that's better than the movies I'm seeing.
Marvel. Yeah. Marvel's based on comic books. Did you know that?
Was it really?
It is.
Yeah. And they're based getting started comics. In the movies now, you're saying?
So, yep. Spider-Man used to be a comic book. Superman used to be a comic book. They all used to be comics. DC. Batman was comic.
Archie.
Yeah.
Archie, yep. Yeah.
I love Archie.
What's his good name? From Bazooka. Bazooka Joe.
Bazooka?
From Bazooka. Lil Wayne used to be a comic book.
Lil Wayne, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, he was a comic book before he was a rapper.
Hey, you know what? We got to get into our music chart.
That's right. All right, let's go to the country chart. I think that'll be fun.
Oh, that's going to be
Mr. Pemberton.
Good.
Nice. Maybe we'll do some country quizzes.
Let's do a country quiz. So here's the game. We guess what the song is about based on the title alone, because country songs always have a little twist in them.
Oh, they love a twist. They love when like seven dudes who went to Stanford write a hook.
Hey, listen, man. What about Kris Kristofferson? Didn't he go to like Cambridge or something like
that?
Sure,
but yeah, that's an exception.
He went down there and made the game real.
That was 60 years ago.
But yeah, but I mean, we can't just discount an Ivy Leaguer just based on him.
Yeah, I mean, well, I can.
You can, you're right.
I can do whatever I want.
All right.
I'm discounting left and right.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Thomas Rhett with Mama's House featuring Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled M-A-M-A-W. Mama.
Oh, mama.
Mama.
It's like Meemaw.
Is this more of that Cat Williams stuff? They're going to make you wear a dress. Like my big mama's house.
Oh, yeah. Like Medea.
You got to have Cat in the pod.
You got to kiss Beelzebub's ring or something like
You've
that.
You've got to go in there and install a whole new kitchen floor for the president of NBC.
I think it'll just basically be nostalgia for mama's house. Welcome to everybody or something.
I'm kind of on the board with that. Like, it's going to be like, you're going to talk about smells, maybe like mama's cooking biscuits and the smell's so good and the children run around in the neighborhood. No shoes inside, no shoes out. Gonna go again, get the coffee pot. It's percolating Folgers. We don't drink that shit. We drink that good shit. Daddy's out.
You think it's
going to
be a rap song? You think it's going to be one of those country raps?
it's going to be like all country is a little bit basically rap now, isn't it? It's all like that weird hybrid of the click track clap, the picking up the quail, going down there. I got the trucks on the level, and I don't care because the big boys rolling out fast. Checking those titties, and I make them don't last. Damn, damn.
That sounds like Stroke Me. That
sounds like Stroke Me or early Def Leppard.
I mean, it's that's all my that's mouth what it does.
But that's I'm hearing the sound. Something different. That sound is now modern for country, like hair metal sound.
Got up to that sound.
So, what do you think? I didn't think about that. Kramer, what do you think?
I think, it's Grandma's house, but I think there's going to be a twist. He's going in there the day that Grandpa died.
So it's a sad song.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Sad song.
All right, let's
see. Maybe Grandma doesn't know. He's been laying there. He's been stinking up the joint for a couple weeks. And Morgan Wallen's going to come and help him take the body out.
Let's find out.
It already feels like a recruitment ad for the military.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken.
Oh, you're right immediately.
All the butter from her biscuits.
Smell!
The biscuits! You knew!
Was on the shiny side. I got a little country in me.
Did you know? Have you heard this?
You want some more?
No. That's crazy on the nose.
Mammal's house.
Mammal's house.
If every night stand at a Bible, every front porch had a swing.
God. Did the fans of this stuff ever get tired of it? Of just like, can we not be nostalgic for 1 second?
They're just blasted on Baja Blast, and they're just all wage slaves. They don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know, that relates to something this guy told me last night. He was a car salesman, and he's saying that he plays Taylor Swift on the test drives, and it just makes everybody just like, he goes, it's everything everybody wants. It's like comfort, it's excitement, it's all this stuff. And I think it's the same with these country songs.
It reminds me of that that South Park season all about member berries. Do you remember that?
It was genius.
But it was all about member Chewbacca, member Star Wars, member that, member this.
Remember that?
And it was just like, I picture this country industry being like that. Like, remember porches, remember swings on the porches, remember mama's
simpler
business.
Time.
Yeah, it's just like drowning in it.
You guys familiar with hindsight? Remember when hindsight was 2020? Now when you look back, I can't say shit. I can't remember because everybody's doing OxyContin and from the Sacklers. Right. We all just remember, all man. Dead and addicted and overweight and ain't got shit and money. And it's just sad. So we just got a member.
We just got a member.
All I got is memories from Mamaw when she's frying up them fucking shitty-ass Pillsbury biscuits.
Right.
Oh, remember when stuff used to suck? Remember we didn't have shit and you'd cut a potato into a frying pan and hope the door didn't blow back in because your brother who's addicted to drugs is stealing from you and you ain't got shit either? Ooh, remember that? Remember when you could remember?
Amazing.
Remember a time that didn't exist? Do you remember that?
Yeah. Coming in at number four.
This number is four.
Hardy with Truck Bed.
Hmm.
All right. Who wants to go first?
What's this about? Picking up a girl. This is about, it's basically all the same song. There's a song I like a lot called Cold Beer With Your Name On It by Josh Thompson. And it's basically just about a city girl who lost her country roots, and she's trying to get her back. It's about going out in the truck, the back 40. Back 40 on a Friday night, you and me sitting by the candlelight.
Why is that one better than the other one?
I think it's
I don't know why, because I think it's like just the way he sings is nicer. Technically, it's also indie country, even though it still sounds... You know how certain country songs, even though they are still kind of cheesy, like you know that John Party song, what's it called? Heartache Medication.
No.
Yes.
It's like a perfect song. It's like a 100% perfect. Oh, it's so good. I love it. I give him a pass.
All right. Well, Truck Bed.
Me too. He's got some great stuff.
I think it's about
that's like honky tonk dog.
Putting his dogs on the truck bed or something like that.
Hardy, I happen to know, is a gritty edgier of a guy. So I'm going to say Truck Bed is about like if you don't like me, F you, I'll just sleep in the back of my truck, down my truck bed.
Oh, wow.
I like
okay.
I like this theory.
Here we go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. Starts with
some bird noises.
Cock-a-doodle, what you gonna do? Cause you won't. Picking up buck stop in the back row. Throw it in the bed cause you don't know. Kicking up the dirt down. Ripping that hurt hound.
I woke up on a
Johnny, you should just be country music AI.
Woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed.
Howard, score!
Kaboom.
Well, he's saying he's like hungover. He was.
He's sleeping in his truck, dude.
I like this song. I do.
I mean, I don't get points for figuring out that part.
No, you do, for sure.
This is rap music. It really is. How is it not?
Yeah, this guy is rap. He's like
it almost sounds like a sped up come as you are.
He'll turn up the guitars and start going, fuck you!
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like a sped up come as you are a little bit?
Oh my
like
god.
The guitar riff in the back.
Yeah. It's got that chorus.
These kids all grew up on Nirvana. He'll probably name check Kurt Cobain.
Feeling like Kurt Cobain in my head. Shotgun hole, but I'm still not dead. Wish I had that girl back, but she done left. I'm fucking on a truck bed. Don't Remember? You know? Fucking on a truck bed, laying that pipe real slow. Don't you wanna get back and going on the track? Gonna pick up on my dogs, gonna load up on my rack. Do, 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 do.
Remember Cobain's biscuits?
Hey, remember that?
Smelled so good.
God, remember when Courtney Love used to cook biscuits for Kurt?
All right, coming
remember
in.
Remember when that crackhead used to do stuff?
Coming
remember
in.
She'd show up 2 hours late to set.
At number three.
Number three.
Kane Brown.
Ooh.
The names are getting better as country
I've been
goes
watching
on.
This guy play Call of Duty, no lie.
Really?
He plays Call of Duty at a very high level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Kane Brown with I Can Feel It. What is this about? I can feel it.
I can feel it coming back again. Yeah, it's just like a cover of that live song, Countrified. That's a band that did not make it out of the era.
No, they didn't.
The Gen Zs are not talking about live.
Kane Brown, I can feel it. Howard, any thoughts? You're silent.
I would say this one's going to be standard as hell. I can feel it. The love, the sex, whatever it is, the passion. I can feel it between you and me.
Yeah, maybe it's like I can feel that. I can feel your authenticity or something. Like it's going to name drop country items again, right? It's got to go in there somewhat. Here we go.
Oh, hang on. Is this how you treat
every video has a sketch in front of it now.
You know, it's funny to see where your big racing dreams led you.
Yeah, I think it's time for you to leave now.
What was that guy's accent? That's a weird accent.
Yeah, what was that?
That was Kane.
Was he hit by a race car?
No, the other guy. The guy talking in the beginning.
Looks like a mechanic or something. That's leaving me.
He's an inbred mechanic.
Got the talent, boss.
A local.
So this is about the money. Stock car racing, I guess?
It's time to let go of the past.
Whoa.
That wow, this sounds like AI shit. For real. Welcome to the 1997 Symposium at Goldman Sachs.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden.
I can't believe the play on Phil Collins.
Oh, just, that's what that it was.
Yeah, I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
What did he say?
Man.
I mean, the whole thing. You got the drum fill, and then he says, I can feel it. I can feel it.
That's like a weird musician joke kind of thing, you know?
Right. That's a Member Berries thing. Remember the drum fill?
Hey, remember that song? It sounded like air, but it was drums.
Yeah, then no one's forgotten it.
Remember how cool it sounded? Oh, do you remember that? Oh, God damn, I remember it. Remember a time that was different? Oh.
Remember strip malls?
No. Remember when it was different? The things were smelled good?
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Warren Zeders or Ziders with Pretty Little Poison.
Ooh, this is about a woman.
Pretty Little Poison. It's about a woman named Poison.
Oh, could be. Or it's by a woman who's like, you love her, but you hate her, but you just can't stay away.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's about alcohol.
Or it's some new, could be some new fragrance at Ulta. They're just pushing product.
Ulta?
Ulta.
Pretty Little Poison.
Okay.
Ulta Aromatherapy.
He likes me.
Ooh. Hell yeah, I want to
take in a bad this time. It's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when a wine is gone like a record on rain day. Laying on old memories and talking about what we used to be.
I don't hear any words. I hear like
me too. I can't understand anything.
Sure. She's my pretty little poison.
Yeah, you're right. Ugh. It's a woman.
This shit's going through the nose filter.
It's a woman.
It sounds like it's being run through someone's nose.
Yeah.
There's totally a room agree. Full of people meditating, and it's just being processed through there. He's the country Reggie Watts. He just makes noises.
Yeah. Sounds like the guy from King of the Hill singing. It's like, I just can't.
Dale Gribble.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Cody Johnson with The Painter.
It's about Jesus.
Be about?
About Jesus, the painter. Okay. Artist, God. Remember when God was the only artist?
What do you think, Howard?
Painter, it's about Hitler.
Ooh. That would be a good one.
The painter.
He tried doing painting, but it didn't work. So now I turned into the biggest jerk. Gotta kill them all because the paintings don't do.
I think it's about one of the Venice Beach like airbrush artists painted the most beautiful painting he ever saw.
He went out to California.
Yeah.
Visited Venice Beach.
Remember the painter?
She was a...
was a neon moon.
I'm painting Wiener.
Talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams.
Crazy.
Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes.
I smoked weed
life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built. She saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter.
Woo!
Oh.
I love any song where the guy's just like, I could never figure out any of this without
I know.
Some girl. You know, I was just walking around.
I'm just dumb. I didn't know goddamn bored.
It's about Georgia O'Keeffe.
Oh, man.
I think it's about he met a girl who smokes weed, and it's the first girl who's ever met who smokes weed, and she's like, yeah, I just can't. The creativity. She laughs at a gopher, and I love it. The laughing and the spinning around. It's like that Beck song, Nightmare Hippie Girl, but in reverse.
I'm taking her to the art store tomorrow. I'm going to buy her some paint.
I worked hard all week to get her whatever she wants. She just sits at home and smokes weed and snorts ketamine. And God, if she doesn't draw the coolest shit I ever seen. How do you even think of that? How do you even think of such ideas?
All right, well, that's the music chart.
Country chart. I think we did good on our guesses. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Wait, how did I say it? Is that how it starts?
Yeah, wow.
Sounded wrong. Sounded completely
Is that how
wrong.
I say my name?
Say it in a British accent.
No, it's like the way that I start the whole thing. You want it in British?
Yeah.
You should say, yeah, do it in British.
I want it in British.
My name is Howard Kramer, and I'm right here with my guest, Johnny Pemberton, and
Brit.
And this is the movie chart.
Rap in British.
Oh, nice. Movies used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are proper giants. Movies.
That worked well.
Right off of that. Right that almost felt Fireverse there. Bass.
Maybe we'll use that as a, you know, as a uniform throwback every now and then.
There you go.
That was fun.
That almost felt native, like it was written for the UK.
Love it.
I think I always thought I would be been a better as a British person.
I think we all are.
I think the way I talk.
Yeah, maybe.
Would have been better off.
I feel like that the accent you chose is the region you would be from. Like that is the, you know what I mean?
The gutter.
North London. It's from gutter. North London. My mate Howard's from North London. He raps around there. He's quite a hooligan, is he?
You know, it's funny about the retro jerseys thing with basketball. Like they're starting to get into like some of the ugliest 90s periods, but people now are nostalgic for some of those. I just remember like a specific era where it just felt awful. And now it's cool again.
They're doing with hockey anyway, too,
those
right?
Are my thoughts. Do they?
Yeah. Probably.
All the sports. They sell they uniforms. They make money that way. So all the teams do it now. Mm-hmm. And they make up weird alternate names like they'll call themselves like the Jacksonville Jaguars or Duval because they're in Duval what? County. Like they give weird. Themselves local names.
Stupid.
Know? Taking it too far. All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Madam Web.
A week ago, I spent my life.
It's gonna win all the Razzies. Calling it now.
Help you out today, okay? Trying to save people who are running out of it. Until one moment changed everything.
It's been compared to like The Room in classic.
That is
dung not heaps that, like that.
Honestly, that is like such a disservice to The Room because The Room has like
that is.
Character and it has like all this stuff and it's made with nothing by a weird
yeah,
guy.
It's outsider.
It shouldn't be compared to The Room, but cinema. It could be compared to something like Cats.
Showgirls. I think Showgirls.
Showgirls,
right?
Showgirls, sure.
But Showgirls even Cats. Has camp value to it. This is just trash. This is just shitty trash with a boring actor in the lead role who is not interesting.
There are elements of, have you seen it? Did you go see this one?
I can't see that. I mean, no.
There are elements of it that I think people will come back to and like, you might have like rowdy screenings of this one. It's it's so bad. It's ridiculously bad. Yeah.
Wow. And
it's confusingly bad.
I want to see it. I want to throw webs at the screen and go, Madam Web. Madam Web.
And you have to give it a sort of honest chance. Like, let it try to be good, and then you'll still be surprised at how much it falls off.
I'm going to throw spider eggs at the screen. I'm going to dress up like Madam Web at midnight showings.
That's what I thought. I thought it was like about like a psychic or something, not about a lady spider.
Right?
Thing.
Yeah, her name in it doesn't even make any sense. Her last name happens to be Webb, but that's not even the reason spiders are involved. It's just like
this is all I do.
The
now
madam element doesn't I isn't go, explained.
Bullshit.
All right, coming in at number four.
I think that's
top five.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That was top five.
That was number five. Yeah,
insane.
A fortune teller should be on the boardwalk. Not in the spider.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I do. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is bizarre. The Chosen season four, episodes 7 and 8. I guess they're releasing this as in the theaters or something.
With the father of
it's religious with stuff.
Is it really?
In order to bring about
religious movies, I would say every other week these days. There's
That's
never been more.
I know. And that hurts my heart.
Watch as he takes the way.
These are the member berries of movies.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus?
Remember when Jesus was, he did all those things?
Remember Rome? Season four concludes. How will it end?
I'll got to catch up on Chosen, I guess. Got to get my ass to the theater. Have a couple IPAs and some Raisinettes. Just get blackout drunk and stumble out of Chosen.
Yeah. Could be fun.
Chosen margaritas, bro.
Chosen margaritas.
Just go out for some Chosen. That's what you drink at the thing.
And his blood did turn to wine.
Chosen Margs. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Ordinary Angels. I think this is also biblical.
I don't understand how this is. What chart is this?
This is
These
box
are the
office.
Top
this is
five the, movies. These
box
are
office
theaters.
Mojo.
Something about that. Are you serious?
Yeah. People are going out to see religious stuff. They bus in church people.
And it's always around this time in the lead up to Easter, I think.
I just wanted to come by and give you
this. I think.
But why is
during Lent?
Even Swank's in it. Even Swank's doing them.
I met this woman. She's a mess.
Perfect. She'll fit right. Swank.
What the fuck is going on?
Swank's a believer.
Is she? She's Christian.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, I think Christian? That she's just,
you must have to be her, to do these.
They
right?
offered her a lead in a movie that's going to be in theaters, and she took it.
Yeah.
She's an Oscar winner, though.
But no, see, that's been a while. It's been, a while since her Oscar
it's
run.
It's been a while.
Coming in at number two.
Coming in at number two, Bob Marley, One Love, falling down one spot. Yeah.
That's a hit. Reggae is the people music.
You know you're a superstar.
This looks almost worse than Madam Web to me. It makes me want to watch a doc on him, though.
Yeah, I still want to see that, though. I bet it's got some interesting stuff. I don't know.
This biopic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how long's it been? This is the first one, right? Is this the first Bob Marley movie?
I think so.
First biopic.
That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
I mean, it should be a big deal. I want a good one, but this one just looks so... I don't know. It has all the markers of a...
I'm not a fan of the biopic stuff.
Right.
They always shove it in there. It always looks like it's predestined to happen.
It's right. got
There's
40,
never any turns.
Three,
There's
40, never any yeah, they always outs. Ignore the music and the interesting parts, you know? They always make it about...
The docs are always better.
Right. The docs, I think I agree on that.
They got to copy the documentaries to get the outfits right. It's all just sourced from documentaries. I think it's good to get the...
Chris Locke is a comedian in Canada. Very funny guy. He had some joke on Twitter where he was like, hey, Bob, so should it be two loves or three loves? No, Bob replies. No, it's just one love. It's like the dumbest joke, but I don't know what it is.
It's just one love.
No, it's just one. Okay, Bob, got it. It's one love. Got it. Well, sort of like Raising Cane's chicken fingers. Is that correct? You know, Raising Cane's chicken fingers has a huge sign that says one love.
Really?
Yeah. It's the most like disgusting, kind of terrible, weird corporate thing I've seen in a very long time.
One love, six chicken fingers per meal.
One love. What's your one love? It is chicken. It is chicken, in fact. One love. Just a huge sign, bigger than even the Raising Cane sign, says one love. It's like, the fuck is this?
Thank you, Raising Cane.
Good
Bob Marley, One Love got 43% on the tomato meter, but 92% on the audience score. That's surprising to me.
Bunch of potheads just came from the dispensary.
Okay, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Dune Part 2.
Is it already out?
This is a serious one. Yeah.
Damn it.
I finally saw Dune Part 1. Last week. It was awesome.
It's been a while since
I can't watch this.
Those nightmares.
Oh, spoilers.
Why? Spoilers.
I just can't because I'm reading the book right now. I'm trying to finish it really fast so I can see this in the theater.
Oh, I'm waiting for the biopic of this.
The biopic?
The Dune biopic.
You know what I was surprised by? Because I actually haven't watched any of the Dunes. I put off part one for some reason. I was surprised by how simple it was. Like, I was expecting some Game of Thronesian levels of complicated lore. And there's a little bit of that, but it's actually just a very, very simple story. I don't know. It's like a lot more Star Wars than I expected.
Remember when movies used to be simple?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you didn't have to know.
It seems like the original
a good guy and a bad guy.
It seemed like the original one back in the day was hard to follow, or maybe that's because the movie was made badly. But
I think it's because the original one that Lynch made was the full first book, and this is the full first book divided into two movies.
Oh, okay. Right. So they can make it more simple.
Yeah, they can take their time with it. They leave out tons of stuff, though. There's tons of crap.
I'm sure they do. But yeah, I was just kind of surprised. Like I was expecting. Not more in quality sense, like it was really good, but I was kind of expecting just like more to happen.
Yeah, I think that's, I've heard someone say that too.
Is that in the same universe as the Star Wars when they're out there in the sand? Is
it honestly, yeah, it's similar. It's exactly there's similar the stuff.
That's what like, I always look like to me. It's like, where's Jabba? Where's the hole?
Yeah.
We could walk the plank.
It's hard not to think
I
about
wonder
that.
If Frank Herbert got a little bit ripped by Lucas on that. Because what, Frank Herbert wrote that in the 60s?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, maybe.
Yeah, Lucas, he might have been influenced by it when he did it.
I bet, because that was it's a pretty big book, right? Wrote that in 1965. So,
yeah. 1965. Yeah.
Remember Sandworms?
Remember Sandworms?
The Shah Khalud. Remember them? They're so big. Hey, remember Spice? When Spice was good. Remember when Spice was like...
Hey, we got to get cooking. We got to get cooking. We will be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify Country or iHeart Country, whatever that was. And we probably did. Let's find out.
Coming in at number five, Howard's
number five.
Hot Pick. This is Yard Act, Down by the Stream. I have a feeling they're going to sound like your UK voice.
Like what?
Aren't they one of those bloke rock bands? When Peter
Pullington fits in. Yes, yeah. He threw a party in Partington for the whole team, and it was him and me,
John O'Steadman, Connor Cartwright, this is cool. And Doug Duggan with Peter's cousin Dean. Cousin Doug Duggan. Ooh, that's kind of donkey.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good one. See the woods behind the park with Dean's older brother Mark. Some cherry cola
campongs down by the stream. I wore these beige chinos, swore they this sounds like Primus.
Yeah, a little bit.
Primus feel.
Primus sucks.
I like these guys. They're doing the Englishman talking stuff, but I like what they're doing musically behind it. Yeah. It's not just like intense. Idols is good, but they can sometimes stuff. Just
is that a really new
a
song
bit.
Right there? Was that a very new song?
Yeah. 4 days ago.
It's not on Spotify, is it?
I'm
not seeing it.
I don't
Yard
know.
Act?
Yard Act.
It's on there. No.
Came out on Friday.
By the Stream.
Hmm.
They got like a great one. They got another one called We Make Hits, and it's got some real cool stuff they're doing in there musically. So check that out. I think it's good.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is one of my picks. This is The Voids with All the Same. This is Julian Casablancas. Yeah, it's different.
I like it. For hymns, too, especially.
It does still sound like the Strokes, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It sounds like the Strokes effect. With, like, hey, let's update it a bit.
Yeah.
Sound like the Buggles a little bit, too.
The Buggles.
He still's got that radio effect on his voice.
Yeah. I saw some interview. That was all the producer's idea. He had just worked with some, like, metal band or something like that. And he took the setting from the band that they used to call, like...
That's right.
Hellscape or something like that.
It sounds great. Too. All that shit always sounds good when you have a deteriorated microphone. It's like just this something that I don't know what it is. Like this my pick also has a similar type of older style vocal thing, even though it's not an old band.
I think you got to be careful with it though, because it became so overused since the Strokes that you got to find a slight different angle. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Johnny's pick, The Mystery Lights, Someone Else Is in Control.
Is that kind of donkey?
Clanky.
Yeah, I was surprised how much I liked it.
Yeah, it's
angular.
Good.
It's tight. Cool.
Cool. What's the name of that one again?
They're called
the Mystery Lights.
Yeah, Mystery Lights.
Mystery Lights.
Someone They're else is in control.
California.
They are? They sounded British. Very British.
Yeah, I definitely have that sound. I mean, they're obviously doing a thing, but you know what? I think like if you want to do the impersonation of the thing, fucking do it. I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. You know, it's
so then you like Greta Van Fleet?
I mean, there's
no
some stuff.
With the Fleet.
I don't like all the stuff that's doing an old thing, but sometimes if it's specific enough, like they sound like an actual, you know, if you really dial it in, then I like it. Or right. if it's almost like an homage, like, you know, that band, God, what do they call it? It's like a soul band and they sound very
Budos
similar.
Budos band.
Like Budos. Or, I think it's post Budos though. Cause Budos to me, they invented that whole thing.
Right.
Like they invented Daptone. Like I've been into Sharon Jones for over 20 years. I fucking love
they do it
those
right.
guys a lot. But there's this group called like the Dynamite Three or something like that. And it's the album cover looks old. All the stuff looks old. And I don't know. It's like a thing where part of me, my initial thing is to be like, oh God, guys, this is bad. But then you're also like, well, this stuff is dying. So if you want that sound, like that's how Rocksteady started, is because the Jamaicans wanted to make their own music that they weren't getting anymore. So it's like, if you're just making music that you want to hear because that type of music isn't being made anymore, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
No qualms.
It's still a member that, but it can help. Sometimes it morphs into something else.
But sometimes the new stuff is even more derivative of other new stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. It's like
it's just so
weird,
hard
like,
to find something that's truly original.
It's like Human Centipede.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Member Ministry. This is my pick. Ministry, New Religion.
They fucking rule. Ministry is so good. Like right away.
Form a circle pit right now.
Or it's like, welcome to Pawn Stars, okay? I talked to my brother about this, see if we get a deal on this old crowbar he found in a pile of shit. Fucking sick.
Love it.
It sounds like you're getting a speeding ticket 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was going pretty fast here, officer.
You're right, officer. I was.
Yeah, sorry, but listen to what I was listening to, man.
Your officer, I'm sorry. My skin was being melted off.
What am I supposed to do?
It feels like that should be in the, that should be in Dune 2, that song.
Yeah, while he's riding a worm.
Riding a fucking sandworm.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. That is worm riding music for sure.
Hi-ya!
Whoa. Dude.
Damn.
That was good.
That's like when Zendaya walks out for the first time.
Hi-ya!
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick, another person from that era, Bruce Dickinson, with a solo song, Rain on the Graves. I'm going to start it a little bit in. Oh my God. Hold on.
This is a cover.
Nice. Straight to the point.
Oh my God.
Love it.
This shit, yeah, it's great. His voice, dude, is so good.
It's like, hey, how's Bruce. They go, hey, Bruce, did you, would you expect this cemetery to have a dome over it?
Right. Standing in front of Jim Morrison's grave.
Yeah.
That would be a good advertisement for an indoor cemetery. Like, it'd be a fun, yeah, like,
retractable roof. Retractable Finally. Roof cemetery. We open it on the nice days.
I can't believe both he and Rob Halford still just sound like fucking awesome when they're like 90 years old.
Yeah. Halford's ministry guy?
Halford is Judas Priest.
And oh, right, yeah.
Play, okay, his, you're right. Their new stuff is equally as invigorated. Like, they just sound awesome.
Maybe it keeps them young is the singing. I think it probably does, that type of singing.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one of those things, like, usually you just, those guys, they're singing such in an acrobatic range. You just never, yeah, would have thought it could have lasted.
They probably have LeBron's doctor.
Yeah, maybe. They're in the ice tanks.
$2 million ice chamber.
Yeah.
Well, Johnny, fantastic to visit with you once again. Oh. We look forward to seeing you in all your projects, including Fallout.
Me too.
What is the, that's on?
It's on Prime Video.
On, yeah, Prime Video?
Prime Video. April 12th of this year, 2024.
All right, 412 Amazon.
You can binge it.
You can binge it.
Go ahead, binge it. I dare you to binge it.
There you go. Check out the great Johnny Pemberton and Fallout. Thanks for visiting with us, Johnny. And how about you, Start?
Yeah, go out and watch Destroy All Neighbors. It's on Shudder. You can rent it on Prime. You can rent it on Apple. It is a fun splatter comedy with practical effects, and I did the whole soundtrack.
Oh, awesome.
With Ryan Kattner and the music. Yeah. It's a prog rock soundtrack. Fun stuff. And go to whochartedpod.com. Sign up for an account. You get the entire archive of Who Charted, all ad-free. You get the entire archive of PremeStream, Two Charted. You get the holiday bundle, and you get new episodes of Two Charted every single week on Fridays.
Boy, that's a lot of content. Enjoy that, and recruit a friend. Tell them about all the good, yeah, stuff back here. Also, you could check out Grift Horse with myself and Megan Beth Keister. You can earn money just by listening to that program. Join in now, see what's going on with the new crypto and having. Also, check out Crypto Drop Date Duel, two albums battling it out every week. And thank you so much for listening. We will see you right here next week on Who
Charted.